Dear Jesus, have your way today, Lord, we pray.
Yes, Lord.
In the whole camp, we again just commit the cottage, the village, Nonanta, Natick, we just commit it to you.
Yes.
Pray, Lord, that you'll bless them today, right now, the children in their worship, devotions. Father, draw near to them. Draw near to their hearts. Speak to them today. Dear Lord, open up your word. To the children, we pray, oh God, and may the entrance of that word bring them to them life, oh God, this day. Lord, help them today. Bless them today, Lord. If there are any with adjustment problems, and the little ones, Lord, we just pray that you'll be with them, comfort them, help them, each one, Lord, this day. Dear Lord, and manifest yourself and glorify your name. And here in Watch Rock also, Lord, help us today. Help us, Lord. We need you.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, you are our helper.
Yes,
dear Lord, we're trusting you, believing you. Dear Lord, throughout this day that you're imparting your life by your Holy Spirit. Dear Lord, live out your life within us, we pray. In Jesus' name, we just commit ourselves to you, Lord, this day. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. 298, let us sing. Number 298. Thee, O Lord Jesus. Alleluia. Alleluia. Oh, blessed rock. Alleluia, Jesus. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah in thee, O Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We hide in thee, O Lord. Hallelujah, wonderful Lord, hallelujah, thank you, Lord Jesus, hallelujah, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord, that we can come to you this morning,
yes, Lord.
And cast all our cares on you.
Thank you, Lord.
We thank you that underneath are the everlasting arms that hold us and lift us.
Hallelujah.
The planes that are unnatural, but that are in through your grace where you want to bring us, oh
yes,
Lord,
Lord,
this day.
Yes, Lord.
Whatever may be on our mind or our hearts,
help
we pray,
us,
oh God, that you will reign supreme in
yes,
our hearts, Lord.
Lord.
Be
yes,
the King
Lord.
Of our lives, Lord, as we look to you this day for strength and help and obedience to your
yes,
will
Lord.
And to your
yes,
word.
Lord. Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Grant it, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Yes,
Hallelujah.
Lord. Grant it, Father.
Hallelujah.
We pray for our guests that will be here for a short time, perhaps just a day or two. We pray that you will touch them and meet their every
yes,
need,
Lord.
Spirit, soul, and
Lord.
Body.
Yes.
Lord. We claim Hallelujah. This, Lord. We claim this.
Jesus,
Jesus,
help
sake.
You
give Jesus
Hallelujah.
Glory.
Hallelujah. Grant it today, Lord. Jesus, grant it, Lord. Amen, Lord. Amen, Lord. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord, do we every need, every need, dear Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Could we sing 160?
160.
Wonderful words of life.
us, O Lord. Amen, amen. Lord, thank you for the word.
Sometimes when we read it, we can just sense that there's something alive in those words. I remember when I drifted away from the Lord for a while, and far away from the Lord, unfortunately, and the occasion would come when I would open the Bible just for whatever reason, those words just came alive to me for that brief time, and it was His Word that drew me back to Himself. The words that I had learned as a young person, the scripture verses, just came back to me one night when I, as I said, when I was far from God, when my mother and father and family were praying for me. And it was the Word of God that came to me in my sleep that one night. I realized as I went to the refrigerator and went for orange juice, suddenly that scripture came to me, create in me a clean heart and renew a right spirit within me. I hadn't thought of that verse in years, and yet it was the Holy Spirit Himself through the Word of God that came and brought me back to Himself, and I'm so thankful for that. And I'm thankful that we can rely on the Word of God when we give someone a New Testament, the Gospel of John. We have done our part, and the Word of God will speak through His words. The Spirit will move among the people that we witness to, and I'm thankful for that. I remember recently I was, this is not very flattering to me, but I remember I was on vacation and in Dominican Republic, and sitting at a restaurant, a beach restaurant, and long story short, there was a fellow there, an American guy, and he was trying to be friendly and talk, and I just didn't like his looks. He was an older guy with a ponytail, and I thought, what's he doing with a ponytail? And I was thinking all these weird things, you know how we can be sometimes. And he tried to be friendly, and you know, the Lord convicted me. That night, the Lord really convicted me just for the attitude. And he tried to make a conversation, and I didn't respond, and I was just ornery. And as I say, this isn't very flattering to me, but the Lord convicted me, and I thought the next day when, I think what he was trying to do was talk about churches and how everything is phony, and about the Bible is just, and anyway, I'm not much into arguing anyway. If someone wants to talk to me, I don't mind talking, but I'm not into arguing. So I guess that may have turned me off too. But anyway, the Lord convicted me, and I said, if he's there tomorrow, I'm going to talk to him. I'm going to converse with him. And this is my point. So the next day he was there, and I started talking to him. And I was telling him, I said, you know, you mentioned the Bible is written by man. I said, it really isn't. And as I was relating to him that the Bible is a living book, it became so real in my own heart. The Lord did something for me. I realized that book is alive.
Amen.
It is quick. It is powerful.
Amen.
And it works in us. And young people, get to read the Bible.
Amen.
Do it on a regular basis, because God will use it to change your life. You may not understand why. And I'm not saying to open it and point to a verse and just read it. Read it. And God will suddenly make something come alive to you.
Yes.
And I'm thankful for that. Recently, I was very blessed to hear from a fellow in Nigeria. Apparently, he had tapped onto the tapes that we have on the Pilgrim Camp website from Hans Walfogel. And he didn't know to whom he was emailing. My name is somewhere, I guess, there, and my email address. And he said, "Dear sir," something like this, "Dear sir, I have this song humming in my head." And he talked about well of full salvation, but he couldn't make out the rest. And I think he was referring to, "I'm drinking at the well of full salvation. Won't you come and have a drink with me?" Anyway, so I wrote him back and I said, "I think this is the song." So we've developed a little friendship. He's from Nigeria, as I said. But this is the point. He said, in Nigeria, where he is, there are churches on every block, but they don't preach the word.
That's it.
And we ought to be thankful if we go to a church that preaches the full word of God. We ought to take it as our responsibility when we come into a service like this or into a church where we pray, "Lord, put the word of God in our minister's mouth." We ought to have faith. We're not here just to be entertained or to be preached to, but we ought to have faith that the word of God will be powerful in a particular meeting, that God will come and reach hearts, people that come that are in need. And we have a part to play when we come into these doors, to believe that the word of God will be rich among us, and that the Holy Spirit will talk to, through his word, will speak to us and change us. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for your word.
I wonder if anybody knows the chorus that goes like this. I could not get along without my Bible. I read its sacred pages every day. Anybody know that? Its words are there to comfort, strengthen, guide me, and keep me in that true and living way. No? I'm not going to sing it then. If you don't sing it with me. You really don't want to learn it, do you? It's simple. It goes like this. I could not get along without my Bible. I read its sacred pages every day. Its words are there to comfort, strengthen, guide me, and keep me in that true and living way. I know the verses too. You want to hear them? I won't sing them. But I could not get along without my Bible. I wonder if you could say that. Could you get along without your Bible? I read its sacred pages every month, every week, every Sunday. I meditate in it day and night. Now, which is it? Everybody wants to be like a tree planted by the river of living water that brings forth its fruit in its season, its leaf, it's not going to wither, and whatsoever we do is going to prosper. And the ungodly are not that way. They're like the chaff which the wind driveth away. And they're not going to stand in the judgment. This sinner's not in the congregation. But what is it? What is that all based on? Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, but he meditates in that word of God, in the law of the Lord, day and night. You know, you don't just, these things just don't happen. It just doesn't happen because you want it to happen. But it happens because we apply ourselves to that word of God. And this we've heard in these testimonies. In both these cases, both Brother Peter and Brother Paul's testimony, there were those mentioned that were straying far from God. But what was it that changed? What was it that got a hold of them? Why was that word? that word. That's why it's invaluable with these kids up there in the cottage and in the village. The word of God is going into their hearts. It's just being poured in there every day. Every day, the word of God, the word of God, the word of God. And that word will not return void. When I was hearing these testimonies, I thought of a man that he's no longer at the church. He moved down to the south, but he was in the church for a while, and then he strayed too. You don't have to do that, by the way. You don't have to stray, but the word of God is able to keep us, and I'm thankful for that also. But he did. He strayed, and he came back to the Lord, and he said to me, Ernie, you wouldn't believe it, but one night I was sitting at a bar, and I was witnessing to the people that were around me. I was talking to them about the word of God. I knew I wasn't right. I knew I wasn't doing the right thing. I knew I was in a bad way. I knew what I had to do and come back to the Lord, but that word of God. And when he heard some things that were being said, and he just felt as if he had to give to them the word of God. And that word of God eventually melted his own heart. That word is like a hammer that breaketh a rock in twain. And that word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. And there's a song in our white book. It says, Lord, don't let me wander from thy just commandments. I wholly trust in thy word. And I like the testimonies of those who have not done well and come back to the Lord. That's wonderful. But I remember my cousin Grace gave a testimony once, and she said, I don't have that testimony. I can't say I was sitting at a bar witnessing to somebody. I can't say that I had gone down in the wrong path. I can't say that I had. My testimony is just that, you know, Jesus has kept me all my life. Jesus has kept me from sin and worked in my heart a love for him. And I've been good all my life, and I haven't deviated. Well, that's a better testimony. I mean, not that the others are wrong and bad, but I'm thankful that Jesus is able to keep us. And you kids and kids, are you kids yet? Yeah, you kids. You younger ones and we older ones, let me not wander from thy just commandments. I wholly trust in thy word. Thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee. And so I could not get along without my Bible. I read its sacred pages every day. Its words are there to comfort, to strengthen, and to guide me, and to keep me in that true and living way. And so I'm thankful this morning for God's word. And maybe we could sing together. It's number 85 in the white book. It's a song of praise and thanksgiving to God for many things. And in that last verse, it talks about his word and our trusting in that word. Maybe you'd like to stand just to change your position as we sing number 85 in the white book.
Grace and mercy, oh, praise.
Shall we take our seats? And before we sing the last verse, let me mention to you now that this morning, after our worship time this morning, there is a morning of prayer. Wednesday morning at Pilgrim Camp is a time of prayer. And so as you have opportunity, you might want to join with us, and we'll go in that room after the meeting this morning, and the time of prayer will be in the prayer room right next door here, whatever time we end until noontime. And so if you need to go and come again back, you can do that. But whatever works for you, if you would like to, join us for prayer in that next room. And then at 3:30 this afternoon, I brought with me some stories of those in our Christian heritage and faith that have, blazed the trail, paved the way for us. John Wycliffe, John Huss. What do I have? I have Tyndale. I have something about the Wesleys, both John and Charles. These are all different DVDs or VHS or whatever, and they're the stories of these men that God used to help us to get to where we are today. I don't know where I'd start. I mean, some of it would depend on some of your interest. But back in the 1300s, I guess Wycliffe really laid down his life just because he translated the Word of God into the common language and wanted to make it understandable to people. And what he endured and what he did to get that Word of God into their hands, it's a wonderful story. If you don't know the story of Wycliffe, or maybe John Huss, there again, another man of God who, he too laid down his life about 100 years before Luther. I have something about Luther too, if you're interested in him. And so these different ones, and I don't know about every day, well, from time to time, and especially if the weather is not very conducive to outdoors, we might have that opportunity. It's not really, for some of you, you might find it enjoyable and you might really like it and be entertained by it, but it's educational. These are not documentaries. These are actual acted out stories, but they'll teach you something about where we've come from and how God worked and used people of old and how they laid down their lives for the kingdom of God and for the Word of God and for the gospel of Jesus Christ. So if you're interested today, I'll have something in there at about 3:30 this afternoon. It's about an hour and 15 minutes in length. And so if you want your afternoon nap or your afternoon swim or your afternoon walk or whatever it might be, and then if you'd like to join us at 3:30, let's sing that last stanza. Thy word is true, Lord. Let me learn thy statutes. Thou hast commanded that I keep thy precepts. Let me not wander from thy just commandments. I wholly trust in thy word. Dear Lord, we thank you this morning for the Bible. We thank you for the Word of God. Lord, that you have commanded us to keep. Lord, your word is not grievous to us because we love you. And it's our delight and our desire to keep your just commandments and to wholly trust in your word. And we pray today, Lord, that you'll give us powers of obedience, that we, Lord, might walk in the light of your word, that we might please you, Jesus. Lord, it's not just a fear of doing the wrong thing, but Lord, it's a fear of not doing the right thing, a fear of God that would move us to a holy awe of God and a desire to, out of love, keep your commandments. We pray, Lord, that you'll help us. Thank you, Lord, for the reminders that we've been given, and we pray that we might dig into the Bible every day and find those words that comfort, that strengthen, and that guide us, and that keep us in that true and living way. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.